what's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trigstad in studio with us.
Good morning.
Hi, Lark.
It is Wednesday.
It is our Caregiver Corner Day.
Yeah, and good morning to everyone who's listening. And I understand that we have quite a few dedicated listeners.
Dedicated listeners.
Yes, they always watch your show, but then they tune in to this, too, because they find it quite interesting.
Well, they just want to hear you, Lark.
Oh, yeah, right.
They want to hear all the great things you have to say.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. The topic of the day today, hard of living.
Yeah.
And at first, I thought you made a typo and you meant hard of hearing.
Well, you know, actually, I was documenting a visit with an elderly couple who had just moved from the farm to assisted living. And I did make a typo. Instead of entering hard of hearing, I entered hard of living. It touched my heart, though, as I thought of the losses, and you know what I'm talking about, moved from the farm to town, that they were experiencing. Yet, like so many times, elderly people teach us the real value of caring about others.
You know, when you reach 90 years or better, daily living isn't as easy as it used to be. Dressing, walking, hearing, eating, sometimes a little harder to do.
That's right.
Sometimes we have to move to unfamiliar places in order to get the support that we need.
Yeah, and the good news is that we may be surprised to find that other people, they're in the same boat, just like my patient. He couldn't get over that the fact that one of the childhood friends that he grew up with was at the same new digs. He told me how much he enjoyed visiting with him and how playing in the country as kids seemed just like yesterday.
Wow. Yeah. That's something. Yeah. Sounds like a positive kind of senior moment, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Some older adults have gained great pleasure from caring for others during their lives, but not comfortable receiving help themselves.
Well, isn't that true? And as you grow older, your attitudes toward accepting help may change due to health and social life. Those who adapt to accepting help can devote more time to building new and positive experiences.
How can you help the elderly to cope with their loss of independence, Laura?
Well, one of the things is we have to help them to recognize their feelings. You know, there's a lot of stoic eye ones out there. And it's okay to feel sad and frustrated at times without putting themselves down for not being able to do what they used to do.
Having the conversation with your loved one and relocating them to their new home is challenging. Elder care experts recommend take the time to understand their feelings. It can make all the difference in a smooth transition.
That's right. I hope I can handle it. I mean the move, when it's the right time, as well as my patient did. And perhaps as his buddy declared, I want to die on the dance floor. And that takes care of hard of living.
Keep it going. For more help with transition services, call 641-424-0678 or 800-243-0678. To speak with one of Elder Bridges' trained specialists, you can do that today.
Absolutely. And then on NorthIowaSageLink.com, on the Staying at Home page, there's a good-looking picture of active 90-year-old, and you go underneath that and click on the Iowa Long Living Links, and it takes you right to that site, and all 99 counties in Iowa you can find services for.
All 99. Nice.
And they list it, and one click, you've got help.
So, there you go.
Yep. It's there. We just have to show people how to get there.
Very nice. Good Good information as always. See, that's why they tune in to hear you, Laura.
Oh, okay.
You bring this.
I'm an elderly nurse. That's why they tune in.
Thanks for coming in.
Bye-bye.
Laura Twigstead with us on Caregiver Corner at AM 1300 KGLO.